So I'm pretty sure most of you know we just finished Christmas. And usually around Christmas times, we spend times with family, don't we? And sometimes we have extended families, and to a certain extent, even immediate families, causes us a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, a lot of hurt feelings, variety of things that happen when we get families together, right? That it just tends to happen every so often that we just have families that just, quite honestly, cause us more anguish sometimes, but we love it. We still get together with them. We're not going to say no to it. We're not going to not go, but sometimes it just happens. And I think that's exactly the same feeling that Mary and Joseph had in this gospel reading today, that basically they were looking for Jesus for like 4 days and they couldn't find him. A 12-year-old boy lost in Jerusalem for 4 days. That's quite a bit. That Mary, of course, was freaking out, even though it sounded nice in the gospel. I'm sure she was freaking out. That she was like, where have you been? Me and your father have been very anxious looking for you. Why did you not tell us, basically, or say anything? And Jesus comes back and says, did you not expect me to be in my father's house? Like, in the sense of that even though Mary and Joseph, or the Holy Family, we celebrate the Holy Family, yet they're not perfect. Which I think is good for us because none of us are perfect. Our families are not even close to being perfect. That it's good for us. That to show and to be and have them as our example for our own families. The ideal perfect family is the Holy Family to follow, to emulate, to try to go after. But yet, at times, it still has normal quibbles and stuff like that, that even though you still love your family after it, it still happens. That it's a good example for ourselves to see even the Holy Family who has, mind you, two perfect members who don't sin. I really feel sorry for Joseph. That even though with Jesus and Mary, it still wasn't perfect. That we should try to strive to be holy just like them, to be like them, to not cause other people harm, which I think we do, maybe purposely or not, cause other people to sin, especially when we're around families, because we all know what buttons to press, don't we? We all know what we can say to this uncle, this aunt, this cousin, this brother or sister or parents, to just push the right buttons. And the interesting about that is the whole fact that a lot of times we're nice to strangers and people we meet, acquaintances and stuff, but yet it's our family is the one we're actually truly love to, that we tend to be not so nice to. That we tend to quite honestly, at times, no holds bar, just duke it out in various ways and forms. And I think sometimes that is us causing other people to sin. It's causing us, or we are causing other people to sin, to bring up their peace. And I think that's what the Holy Family is all about, is us not doing that. Because the whole family structure is meant for us to bring each other to heaven. Especially spouses. That's your first and foremost job as a spouse, is to bring each other to heaven. And it can be difficult if you're pushing each other's buttons, right? That is trying your best. That doesn't mean you'll be perfect. Doesn't mean you won't have arguments. Doesn't mean you won't be impatient with them. But it's bringing each other to heaven in your family members. And that is what that means. To be holy family, just like the Holy Family. We want all holy families around the world, and it'd be wonderful. Of course, that doesn't mean that everyone will follow God and people fall off, go away from the church. And quite honestly, I get questions every so often is, how can I get this person to come back to Mass? How can I get my son, my daughter, my brother, my sister, whatever, to come back to Mass? To change, basically. To go change and go towards God. And the first thing that I tell them is, A, nobody can change anyone else. It's ultimately God. God is the only one who can change them to bring them back to, to Christ, to the church, to Mass, to God. That the only person we can actually change is ourselves. Once you accept that, once you understand that, I brought up spouses, the same thing. You can't change your spouse either. You can't change your children. That it's ultimately up to them to make that choice from God, from being inspired by the Holy Spirit, to be holy, to go towards Christ. So what I tell them, and most do anyways by this point, is to pray for them. It's to pray for each other, even the ones who come to church and the ones who don't. Pray for your children, for your family members, for everybody. To ask God to help them. To ask their guardian angel to help them. To bring them closer to being holy. But that also means you have to be holy yourself. You can't expect to make someone else holy if you are doing the exact same thing they are. That we have to become holy ourselves and to show them by our example what it means to be Christians, what it means to be a good person, to not contradict things, to show us following Christ. And that's the beauty of it. It's not only trying to strive for our own holiness, but helping those if they need it. And people also ask with the conversation, about how can we change them? Just invite them to things. Invite them to Mass. Invite them to places. Invite them to Advent missions. Or randomly, quite honestly, bringing up how God is working in your life. Doesn't have to be lecture, because lectures are bad. And forcing people are bad too. That might turn them off even more. But it's just bringing up God in your life. Bringing in your language. Bringing it in your conversation. Not something like, hey, I want to convert you conversation. But more so, I want to tell you about my life, what God is doing in my life. I think that's ultimately a way of striving for holiness and bringing other people closer to holiness. Is first of all, trying ourselves, even though imperfectly, we won't get it perfectly. But trying ourselves to go towards Christ, to be holy, to follow after him as best as we can. And inviting other people to do it as well, to read, to pray, to read scriptures, whatever. To invite. So that's what I want to encourage y'all today is not push people's buttons. That's no fun. Well, it is fun, but it causes them to sin. That is to actually try to bring other people closer to Christ with our action, with our words, with our very but honestly, the way we live, just like the Holy Family, even though it's imperfectly, to always follow Christ in our lives.